Coming up on episode number 1189, I can't believe I have not done a cover story for this guy yet, but this would have been right around the time of Mark Bolan's 70th birthday. Now, Mark Bolan, lead singer and really creator of the band T-Rex, and you know at least one of their songs, I guarantee it. Of course, you'll hear a cover of that on the show. But because that's not enough, because I want to give you more, we're going to listen to some covers of and by other glam bands. So it is the T-Rex cover story with some glam band chasers, all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition. And today's focus is Mark Bolan, who was born September 30th, 1947, which means that, again, if he was if he were alive today, he would have just turned 70. However, that's not the case. He died about 40 years ago in a car accident. The driver of that car, by the way, is Gloria Jones, who's best known for the original version of the song Tainted Love. It was a big hit for Soft Cell and Marilyn Manson as well. But we're not doing a Gloria Jones cover story. We're doing a Mark Bolan cover story. And, of course, that means covers of and by T-Rex. Let's start things off with a band called The New Standards. They rose from the ashes of bands like Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare, and they've got a sound all their own. They're super cool. In 2015, they released an album called Decade, and on that album, you find this cover right here of Get It On, Bang A Gong by T-Rex. Here are The New Standards.
Thank you. got the blues in your shoes and your stockings. You're windy and wild, oh yeah. Well, you dance when you walk, so let's dance, take a chance, understand me. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang it gone, get it on. Get it on, bang it gone, get it on.
It's withstand the winds at all was like a ball of love. I could never, never see the cosmic sea was like a bumblebee. And when I'm sad, I slide. I had never, never kissed a car before. It's like a dog. I have always, always on my own before. Else girls escape. And when I'm sad, I slide. We'll be right back.
Los Angeles power pop band Rooney with a cover of Metal Guru, originally by T-Rex, covered for, yeah, the soundtrack to the Lindsay Lohan film, Herbie, Fully Loaded. Came out in 2005. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm willing to bet that the best thing about that film is the soundtrack. I could be wrong. I totally could be wrong. I'll admit it. Metal Guru by Rooney. Before that, Pat D'Anizio and the Smithereens with a cover of The Slider. That one came out on a tribute to Mark Bolan called Resurrection of the Warlock. Came out several years ago, back in 2006, and features a bunch of different bands doing some great T-Rex covers. One of which is attributed to the other name for the Mark Bolan band, Tyrannosaurus Rex. But I guess they decided, you know what, that's a lot to write down, that's a lot to type, and maybe that's a lot for DJs to say, so we'll just call it T-Rex and shorten the thing down. Before that, Beat Angels and Celebrate Summer, that one from their album Red Badge of Discourage, which came out in 2008. Children of the Revolution was brought to us by Eleanor Friedberger from her album Under the Covers from 2014. And the New Standards bring us a version of Get It On, Bang a Gong from their album Decade. Now, I mentioned this on Twitter. When that song was released in the UK, it was just called Get It On, right? When they released it in the US, there was already a song by a band called Chase called Get It On, so they changed it to Bang a Gong and then parenthetical, Get It On. Just here in the US, that's the only place it was called that, but everywhere else was just plain Get It On. New Standards brought us that one from their album Decade. Next set of music, going to start off with one that you probably know, also by T-Rex, but never heard it quite like this, I'm willing to bet. Now, in the talked about the ashes of Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic, same thing happened with a band called Jellyfish, right? Everyone went their separate directions. Roger Manning Jr. Went off and formed Moog Cookbook. Jason Faulkner left before the second album, and he's got a great solo career, also producing some great music. Andy Sturmer. I'm trying to remember the other guy, Chris. Oh, can't remember Chris's name, but let's focus right now on Roger Joseph Manning Jr. Formed this band called the Moog Cookbook, which obviously focused on the sound of the Moog synthesizer, which was developed by Robert Moog. He's pronounced Moog. The instrument is pronounced Moog. I don't know why that is, but I always found that funny. They released a couple albums, one of them doing tributes to rock and roll classics, another one where they do synthesizer tributes to modern songs like Green Day and stuff like that. They also released this really, really hard-to-find exclusive release called Bartell. And I don't know if you can still buy it from their site or if there is even a site to buy it from, but it's called Bartell, has a bunch of rarities, B-sides, things like that on it. And including this one right here, it's a cover of T-Rex's 20th Century Boy. Here is the Moog Cookbook. We'll be right back.
mine, he was nice. Said his name was Paradise. Didn't realize at the time that his mind and brain were mine. If he gumbo, he's no good. Jump him up for firewood. If he gumbo, he's no good. Jump him up and burn the wood. Behind, because a hippie gumbo, he's no good. Jump him up for firewood. Hippie gumbo, he's no good. Jump him up and burn the wood. Hippie gumbo, he's no good. Chop him up and burn the wood. All right.
Yeah.
myself right out the
so fine. I want you all and everything. understand. I'd take a rocket ship to get my teeth into you. Like a culture blue, I'm gonna love you too. In the days of old, I'm gonna be the one for you. I'm gonna change Madonna. My hat in my hand, I'll be a stable man. In the days of old, I'm gonna be the one for you. Under the bebop moon, well, I'm gonna croon. Under the sun, I'm gonna be the one for you. I'm gonna
was the band Heretics from their album AD, which came out in actually just a few years ago, 2007, it looks like, a cover of Mad Donna. Not to be confused with Madonna, but Mad Donna. Before that, the Replicants from their self-titled album from 1995, a cover of Life's a Gas, Jeepster by the Hollywood Vampires, a band that's made up of folks like Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Paul McCartney, Slash, Perry Farrell, and more. And named after a much older Hollywood Vampires that had folks like Mark Bolan and Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees in it. That's a cover of Jeepster from their one and only album that came out in 2015. Mark Lessereau with a cover of Cosmic Dancer, Chariot Chugel, from his album Get Your Back Up Off the Wall from 2013. Dr. Robert, former member of the Blow Monkees, former lead singer of the Blow Monkees, amazing solo artist. Go check out his solo albums. They are fantastic. A cover right there of Hippie Gumbo from his album Other Folk from 1997, and the Moog Cookbook from that hard-to-find album Bartell with a cover of 20th Century Boy. Now, if I sound a little bit different for you podcast listeners, it's because it stopped recording halfway through that Replicants track. I don't know why, but whatever. So I'm just going to really quickly introduce the second half of the show. By the way, sponsor, don't forget to go check out Amazon.com. Amazon's got you covered. Make sure you use the link at coverville.com to go there. No matter what you buy, it helps out the show as long as you start by going to coverville.com and clicking on any Amazon link. All right, so with Mark Bolan's sets out of the way, let's focus now on the rest of the glam bands out there that were in that seminal time period, that era from 1960s, 1970s, that really got things kicked off. Starting things off with Susie Quattro. This isn't a very glam version, but it's her covering Bruce Springsteen for an uncut CD tribute to The Boss that came out in 2003. Here is Susie Quattro and Born to Run.
We'll be right back. comb their hair in rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hot. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I want to die with you out on the streets tonight in a everlasting kiss.
lying there in the sun. All thanks to everyone, run, run away.
If you're in the swing,
money and everything.
If you're in the swing,
run, run away. See chameleon lying there in the sun. All thanks to everyone, run, run away.
Let's go.
Don't beat around the bush.
If you got it, sus,
run, run away. See chameleon lying there in the sun. All thanks to everyone, run, run away. See chameleon lying there in the sun. All thanks to everyone, run, run away.
Thank you.
The Boxmasters, featuring Billy Bob Thornton on vocals. They're an amazing group. You gotta check them out. Great actor, of course, but also a great musician, Billy Bob Thornton and The Boxmasters. From their album, self-titled album from 2008, that's a cover of Mott the Hoople's original Mixed Up Kid. Before that, Run Runaway, originally by Slade, covered there by Great Big Sea from their 2009 album, Up. Gilby Clark, right before that, one-time member of Guns N' Roses, as well as touring guitarist for like Heart. Part of that Rockstar Supernova reality show they did a few years back. Amazing guitarist. I think he's touring with Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's these days. Go check him out. That album is called Rubber, came from 2006, cover there of the New York Dolls' Trash. Kevin Dubrow, speaking of Slade, member of Quiet Riot, who's very famous for covering that Slade song, Come On, Feel the Noise. He put out a solo album in 2004 called In for the Kill. On that, he covers that Burn on the Flame, originally by The Sweet. That album came out in 2004. And Suzy Quatro, from that uncut Born to Run CD that came out in 2003, collection of covers, of course, of The Boss, as you'd expect from Uncut Magazine. That was her cover of Born to Run. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please, if you want to get in touch with me, request@coverville.com is the email address to use. 1-877-7-COVER-9 is the phone number if you want to call in your request. For everything else, just visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything. Almost 1,200 episodes. You can download them all right there from coverville.com. Or if you want, you can spend a few bucks and get them all on a 6-DVD set. Find out more information there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.